You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Afric Campbell worked at Morgan Stanley for 13 years and became one of the first female managing directors at the firm. After she left, her life took on a very different turn and she began writing novels. Her latest is called On the Floor. It's the story of a similarly successful female banker whose high-powered life begins to come apart under the incessant pressure and personal intrigue that is so much a part of that very masculine business. It's published by Picador. I'm very pleased that it brings Afric Campbell to our show today. Hello.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Your book opens with its heroine, Jerry Malloy, making a phone call under pressure to find a buyer for a large lot of securities, and that trade makes her reputation as a player. Is that how it works on Wall Street?
You're only as good as your last trade. A bit like being a writer sometimes.
And what makes that particular trade so significant for her?
Because that was her breakout moment. She was young. She was a rookie. She'd been cultivating this client, trying to get his attention, and he gave her the order. That establishes you.
So as a salesperson, is success all about relationships?
More than is discussed, I think. Absolutely. I mean, of course, it's about your technical competence, your feel for the markets, but your ability to create a relationship of trust is fundamental to doing business as a salesperson.
Is there an upside to being a woman on the trading floor when it comes to establishing trust?
You could. It's hard to generalize, but you might say sometimes that the female salesperson spends a little bit more time thinking about how the guy feels rather than thinking about herself. And really, a successful sales relationship is understanding what the client needs and wants.
So then why is it so hard to climb the ladder to success if you're a woman? Or has it changed since you left?
Well, I'm not a banker anymore, and I think I would phrase the question a different way. I mean, when I started in the business in the 80s, there were hardly any women on the trading floor. We were like an endangered species. If there are no women doing the job, when the job comes up, the guys are not going to think of you. So the situation then was you had to want to be there. I loved the job. And you had to make it very clear that you wanted to get ahead.
Jerry describes what she loves about the business. And part of it is the immediacy, the speed in which situations evolve, the need to react quickly, and the inability to know exactly what will happen next. Was that your feeling about working on the trading floor? Is it all about adrenaline?
No, I think it goes a lot deeper than that. I have to say, the first time I stepped onto a trading floor, I was completely hooked. It's the sense of being at the center of news. It's the sense of working at a particular pace that often feels like running. It's an intellectual challenge. It's a challenge of stamina. It's a job, we were talking earlier, that you probably either love or you hate. You need to be very driven. You need to be very, to enjoy the competition.
Now, this is your third novel. Have you been avoiding writing about this until now?
That's what my mother asked me.
Because people will immediately assume that this is an autobiographical novel.
Yeah, and it's not. I mean, she's completely informed by my time there, but the character Jerry is not me. I think, you know, it takes a long time to find the right way to write about a closed world. And finance, like any particular oasis of knowledge, excludes readers. And I wanted to write a book that would not just be read by people who are in the markets, but that anybody could read. This idea of fiction illuminating closed worlds.
Did you need some distance to gain perspective?
I knew I wanted to set the book in 1991 because that was the beginning of the change that ultimately led to the financial crisis. That was when the business model really started to change, when Wall Street started to get rid of the partnership model, etc. So I knew I wanted that setting. I knew I wanted the backdrop of war. It took me technically a long time to pull it off.
Michael Lewis has written a book about the same time period. Do you think that that's a turning point? That's what you're suggesting here.
Yes, because I think that the shift, the transformation of the business and the move to the increase in scale, the movement towards quantitative trading strategies changed the culture and the kind of people who were coming into the business changed.
And all for the worst?
Well, you know, as humans, I guess when you look back, we have a great potential to be able to invent clever things and then blow ourselves up with them.
How did you get into the financial industry?
I was a graduate with a great degree from Sweden who pitched up in London, and I thought I'd be snapped up by the publishing industry to work within the industry. Nobody was interested. Nobody was interested. I got called for two interviews. One was British Airways and one was the Stock Exchange. I took the Stock Exchange. I was a humanities graduate. And then I got really interested in the business, and then I moved to Morgan Stanley.
So you really should have been teaching English or writing or working in publishing. Women are a big part of the publishing industry in this country, not in Britain.
I think it was more that I was an oddity. I was Irish. I had gone to Sweden. I lived in Sweden. I came in. I had done a degree in linguistics, which nobody really knew what that was. And in those days, the banks, I mean, it was Morgan Stanley's first graduate training program in Europe. And they hired a philosopher, they hired me, a linguist, they hired an engineer. There was quite a different attitude towards the idea of looking for people who were maybe lateral thinkers rather than finance graduates.
How many other women were at Morgan Stanley with you?
Well, I don't know the absolute numbers, but on the trading floor, I mean, there were, you know, 5%, 10%.
Did women in the business stick together, or did you feel that you had to keep a distance and become one of the boys?
It's really interesting because I think that there is this assumption that women will club together at work. That's not been my experience.
And work as mentors for the newcomers. That's not true either?
My mentors were male. I mean, they had to be because they were the males. It was the men who were running the business, and your survival, your progression depended really on being able to prove that you wanted the job, that you were going to stick around.
Did you find the trading floor atmosphere hostile to women when you started working?
You know, trading floors, especially in those days, before there was a lot more awareness about political correctness, I guess you could say, were part locker room culture, part racetrack. You work under a lot of pressure. There's a lot of humor that might be considered to be unsavory. They were environments that a lot of women didn't like. From my point of view, I was interested in the job. I didn't have a problem looking after myself, if you put it that way.
In the book, Jerry's mentor is this guy, Felix, who gives her the big sale. That changes her life. Would you be surprised if I told you that the relationship reminded me of the relationship between Clarice and Hannibal Lecter in The Silence of the Lambs?
You're absolutely right there. There is this predatory, manipulative power relationship. And that can exist between a salesperson and a client. After all, it's the client who's keeping you alive. It's the client who's feeding your bottom line. But Felix's interest is more than that. He's beyond money. He's about control. He wants to see how she will make a decision.
Well, but this also comes down to who's using whom.
Two-way street.
Yes.
She's using him. She gets paid what she does because of him.
And Jerry says that the relationship with Felix is based on philosophy.
Yes. Felix is a former Cambridge graduate in philosophy who is interested particularly in Kant and in motivation and decision-making.
When a woman has an exclusive relationship with someone like Felix, isn't there always a suspicion among the other people around them that sex is involved?
Which is exactly what her colleagues think. In the beginning, when she hooks him, it's a bit
but
of
that's
skirt
not the case
got
here.
His attention. No, he has an intellectual interest, we think. I think Felix is much too fussy to get physically involved with people. He's interested in being a predator of your humanity.
My guest is Afric Campbell. The first name is spelled A-I-F-R-I-C, an Irish name. Her latest novel is On the Floor, and it is published by Picador. In the novel, Jerry and her best friend have made a list of rules for women working in banking. What are some of them?
Well, the ones that we can probably say on air are, you know, never stand at a water cooler with another woman because the assumption is that you're not talking about business. Put off having a baby until you're on vacation. Learn to adjust your menstruation cycle so that it happens at weekends. And so it goes on.
So did women try to avoid each other at Morgan Stanley?
You know, on sheer weight of numbers, you were just spending most of your time with men. And a lot is made of that now. To be honest, you know, when you're really focused on a job, it's people. It's people that you're with.
But you have to wear blinders. One of the rules is never flinch when you hear a derogatory term about women.
Well,
you wrote it.
I absolutely agree. I mean, you learn how to be that way, but there's an assumption now that there is something wrong with that. I mean, from my point of view, I love the job. I wanted to get ahead. If you hang around in a trading floor for long enough, or bunches of groups of men for long enough, it does take on a locker room feel, that kind of black humor.
Well, one of the male characters is referred to as the grope.
Yeah, though we never explained why. He's
we can
that.
Imagine. Mm-hmm. One of the traders in the book learned his skills from his father, who was a bookie. Is trading like gambling?
There is an element to that. I mean, I actually used to spend a lot of time in racetracks when I was small. We bred greyhounds. That was my big passion. And there, in some ways, the trading floor does bring you back to this idea of betting against the odds.
Now, Jerry has a meltdown. But it's not just the pressures of the job. It's also because of the breakup of her relationship with her boyfriend. I guess one's personal life is what keeps you feeling grounded when you're in a business like this.
I think, like your last guest, work for some people is a really passionate affair. And all of your life is integrated with your work, and the whole of who you are and your sense of identity is often reinforced by that. Jerry's problem in the book is she really needs to start taking responsibility for her own life. She's involved with the guy who doesn't love her. Everybody can see this. The question is why.
Well, did you find it difficult to get involved in and maintain a serious relationship while you were working in the business?
No, not at all. I think that people who are passionate about their jobs are also passionate about many other things in life. It's an integrated, it's not an either-or situation.
In the book, there are all kinds of violations of ethics that take place, both personal and institutional. There's a scene where Jerry sells some securities to another client by manipulating his insecurities. Is that typical of a sales relationship?
I wouldn't say that it's typical. I would say that you know, this call is, she calls up a client, it's a war. He is sitting on the fence, he can't decide what he's going to do. She points out that he will be judged based on his performance. He has to act. So in some ways, she's telling him how to do his job.
But later, if he feels betrayed, doesn't that end their relationship?
Well, he's in charge of running other people's money. He's a portfolio manager. He should be able to make these decisions. But he's paralyzed by fear, and he needs to be prompted.
Jerry is also betrayed personally by some people very close to her. Is Wall Street a place where one has no true colleagues, that you always have to watch your back?
I think all high-stakes environments produce those kind of problems. I don't think that's particular to Wall Street. Whenever you pay people a lot of money, whenever there's the possibility of great success, you're going to get distortions. You need to choose your friends wisely.
Your career with Morgan Stanley ended in a nervous breakdown. What do you think caused it?
Not my job.
It wasn't the job.
No, I had a baby. I had postnatal depression. And I think that there's always, you know, it's interesting whenever you have a high pressure job and something goes wrong, there's always this assumption that it must have been the job. It was out of the blue and quite devastating.
Well, you were able to develop the career you had wanted in the first place, weren't you? Because your first thought was to get a job in publishing. You wound up publishing yourself.
Yeah, and I think that it, you know, when you go through a really, really bad, dark time, sometimes it gives you the resolve to make a big change like that, and that's certainly what it did for me.
Do you think that that some of the things that are wrong with Wall Street would be improved if there were more women in power positions?
That was Christine Lagarde's, the head of the IMF, joke about Lehman Sisters. Where's the evidence? That really, I mean, there's some very interesting research being done on women traders and attitudes towards risk, but do we really think that a financial crisis would have been averted if the women were in charge? And by the way, if the women wanted to be in charge, wouldn't more of them be there? I mean, I do find it astonishing that there's been so much progress on the legislative front and still so few women.
Well, there are people who feel that women are more risk-averse, and that might be a positive.
People feel that, but we don't have any evidence if that's the case. A different attitude towards risk, perhaps less testosterone-driven, perhaps less of the spikes in trading. But I really think that, I mean, there were many reasons behind the financial crisis, but this idea that somehow if the business world was full of women, that it'd be a softer, fluffier place and people wouldn't get carried away, I'm not convinced about that at all.
Oh, there are also people who believe that if more women were in positions of power in countries, that we'd have fewer wars, and then we have Indira Gandhi and Margaret Thatcher and some other women who led countries into wars.
Yeah, there's always and we continually come back to this question of who women are, who they are in the work environment, how we are different. That debate goes on what women want from work and what they will bring. And I think these are all very inconclusive.
Afric Campbell spent 13 years at Morgan Stanley, where she became the first woman managing director on the London trading floor. Her latest novel, her third novel, is called On the Floor. It is published by Picador. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.